It's Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. While many people use their vacation to get away, soak up the sun, and forget about the cares of the world, others vacation for a cause, such as volunteering in poor countries. Joining us with tips for foreign travel, including visas, health, safety precautions, and more, is travel contributor Elaine LaBaume, a contributing editor for the Easy and Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBaume, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's always great to be here, Paul.
All right, New Girl. Today, we've heard from a number of women looking to make a difference. Similarly, travelers can also make a difference as they work their way around the country and the globe, right?
Absolutely. And more people are going this route, traveling with a purpose. You know, it's okay to go and sit on a beach for a week if that's what you need to do. But there is so much going on in the world, as some of the women who have talked about on the show today have illustrated. I mean, a lot of people went to New Orleans to help with Katrina after that that weather episode. We read every year, actually, members of the Pittsburgh Penguins over the last couple of 3 years have gone down to Haiti to raise the spirits of those who were affected by the earthquake there. Habitat for Humanity builds. That's a program that's been going on, 30, 40 years, and is just tremendous. You had a guest on from Cuba just a couple of weeks ago, and people are trying at least to go to Cuba in ever-increasing numbers to, you know, do cultural, educational outreach to help lift the spirit and to work with the people on the island.
So there may be more hurdles to get there, but we'll get into that a little farther
along. We can talk about that,
absolutely.
But the point I'm trying to make is that there are so many things you can do. There are so many areas around the country and the world that need help. And I can assure you that you will get back probably more than what you give when you travel with a specific purpose to help in mind.
Past the nuts and bolts, there's also the question of health and safety. You know, especially if you're going into an area where there has been some sort of devastation, natural or otherwise. So how best to navigate here?
Well, I think that your go-to source has to be a website that's put out by the U.S. State Department called travel.state.gov. And on this website, you will get up-to-the-minute information on health issues, visas, immunizations, medical information that you need to know on the ground on a country-by-country basis. So before you venture off, out of the U.S. To lands that are somewhat unknown to you, need to check on this website, see what's involved with getting in, getting out safely, and as the law would dictate. That's important.
So we're new at this, but we're ready to go. So what's our first choice?
Okay. I think for so many people, the first choice that they should look at is Habitat for Humanity, habitat.org. Very well-established program. And I'll just give you a case in point. Our Tracy Serto at Pop City, editor-publisher, she just returned from her sixth Habitat for Humanity build. In this case, she was in Mozambique. They built a house for a woman who had four small children. When her two husbands had passed away, in both cases, the family home had gone to his brother. So this woman with her children was living in the equivalent of, well, in a reed hut that was about the size of an American closet. So this trip that Trace was on, they built a concrete block structure for her. Now that family has a home. I can assure you, and I've only done a habitat build in the U.S., not overseas, but just Tracy as an example, like so many people, has done a number of builds throughout Central South America, her first foray into Sub-Saharan Africa. You will feel so empowered yourself if you are able to help someone in a situation like that. So, and Habitat, literally, by just going to their website, it's almost a turnkey operation. They couldn't make it easy for you to participate in a build anywhere around the U.S. or around the world. So I think that is the easiest way to immerse yourself in this type of travel. There are many more things you could do, many more places you could go, but that's a really good start.
Empowerment, that's a term. People really are embracing that term these days, and I get the whole altruistic aspect of this, and I'm guessing that our listeners do. But here in America, as opposed to our counterparts in Europe, we get 2, maybe 3 weeks of vacation a year, if we're lucky. And life, ever more stressful as it is, reality is something we want to get away from when we go on vacation. So is there some part of this, as we make this sacrifice to go off and to help others, that is going to also rejuvenate us?
I think without a doubt. I mean, in terms of what it will do for your spirit, you simply are not going to get that kind of effect sightseeing anywhere, you know, in the U.S. or around the globe. And I can speak from experience because I have lived it. Just, you know, on my experience building a home for someone who needed it in New Orleans many years ago, well before Katrina, I didn't think I could in any way help someone build a home. I consider myself absolutely not handy. And they found work for me to do. And when we saw that finished product, I was like, wow, I can contribute in so many ways. And I'm seeing not just organizations like Habitat, but lots of different organizations now getting kids in high school and in college to go across around the world to do different, you know, help and service projects. And so I think what we're doing is we're raising a culture of kids here in the U.S. because we are the haves. We have more in many cases, and we have the ability so easily to help the have-nots in other parts of our country and the world. And I love that we're bringing up kids to see it in that way, that this is something that they should be doing. Sure, your spring break trip is important, and if you want to go to New York City, hey, I'm all for that. There's a lot to be said for traveling to those places, but I think you need to find the space in your life to do this kind of a service trip, again, traveling with a purpose, because it will make a huge difference to you. And that sort of afterglow, and not being Pollyanna here, it really will live on for a long time. I can still very clearly visualize my Habitat experience, and it was a good 20 plus years ago.
It will live on and balance out this idea that when you get back, you might be like, now I really need a vacation, you know, the vacation from the vacation syndrome.
Exactly.
Elaine LaBaume, contributing editor for the Easy and Pop City, is with us here in studio. A couple minutes left. Let's get back to Cuba, since it's so close to the U.S. and has long captured the imagination of many. There's a lot of misinformation about how to get in, get out. Can you even go? I mean, what do you know?
Yeah, well, I think what people need to know is that it isn't the Cuba that's been keeping us out. It's the U.S. that has been basically prohibiting us from getting in there. And there are still so many restrictions, whether you have to get a general or specific license. You have to either go for cultural, educational, religious purposes as a journalist. You can't just, you know, gallivant over to Cuba like Beyonce and Jay-Z did recently.
They got in trouble for
well,
that.
Well, you know, and I'm sure they had their cultural purpose too. I'm sure they crossed the T's and dotted the I's, but it did look like they were gallivanting around the island.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the thing is, it's not legal.
You have to have a purpose.
You have to have a purpose, and you have to follow the rules. And you should, because if not, there could be real problems.
Do the
problems.
Rules need to change?
I absolutely think they need to change. Now, you're speaking to someone whose mother was born and raised in Cuba, left in 1947, was never able to go back. It's the country of my mother's birth. I have never been to Cuba. I would love to see that island. Can I go easily? Absolutely not. It's an anachronism, the embargo, and I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but you know what? It's high time that Americans were able to visit a lovely island 90 miles away from the U.S.
All right, we'll try to maybe send you on assignment for WESA.
Just
about 30 seconds or so left for our more adventurous listeners who really want to get out there across the globe in the hopes of making an impact. No matter how dire a situation presents, what would you suggest?
What I would suggest, quite simply, is do your homework first. Don't just show up to some hot spot around the globe and think that you're going to be the savior and be the one who's going to, you know, ride in with the cavalry. It doesn't work that way. Do your homework. Find an organization that's already on the ground doing work. Contact them, reach out, see how you can help them and be most effective. That's the way to do it.
That's our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaume, a contributing editor for the Easy and Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll talk with Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane. She's the first woman and first Democrat elected to the position. We'll talk with her about some of the most important legal issues facing the Commonwealth. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.